Han vår ge vår på ge vår guinse på. Amen. Many years ago, 20, 25 years ago, when I was learning Armenian at the seminary, my teacher at the time, who is now Bishop Daniel, he gave me an assignment. And the assignment was to memorize a poem in Armenian. That poem, which I did not do very well with because I forget half of it now, but that poem talks about, it's called Little Things. It's actually an English poem that was translated into Armenian. And in this poem, it talks about how little drops of water make these great oceans. Little pieces of sand make huge mountains. Little seconds create centuries. And little mistakes, little sins, cause great trouble and bigger sins. What ends up happening, the poem explains, is that it ends up bringing us away from God and towards destruction. Tomorrow in the Armenian church, we celebrate, or we begin, Great Lent. These 40 or 50 days, depending on how you count it, of when we are supposed to, as we usually are told, to give something up for Lent. To give something up. And then usually what we end up doing is at the end of these days of Lent, we go back to doing that thing again. Just these 40, 50 days, we don't do it, and then all of a sudden we go back to it. Where in truth, Lent is an opportunity, it's a chance, it's a time for each of us to look at ourselves and say, what little things am I doing that are causing bigger problems in my life? What are the little things that I'm doing that I can change and continue to change throughout my life? Because very often what we end up doing as Christians is we end up saying to ourselves, it's not a big deal, whatever sin it is. It's not a big deal. It's only me. Nobody else knows about it. I'm doing it in secret, so I don't want anyone to know. It's not hurting anyone else. It's not hurting anyone, so why should I change? I can control it. I don't have to worry about it. But in reality, this is an opportunity for us to correct these things before they become greater sins, before they become greater misfortunes and lead us to destruction. And ultimately, what it will do is bring us more Christ-like. There's a story of a monk who has great faith and is praying all the time, constantly in prayer, so much so that Satan hates it and wants to interrupt him constantly, but he can't. And he wants to enter this monk's cell one day, and he can't because he's so holy. So what ends up happening is Satan one day comes to this monk and says, if I ever enter your cell, you have to commit a sin. And the monk, without thinking, just says, okay, whatever, and he says, fine, and he continues with his life. A couple of days later, he sees in front of his cell a crow with a broken wing. And feeling bad for the crow, he goes down and picks up the crow and brings it into his cell to nurse it back to health. And immediately this crow transforms into Satan. And Satan is now in his cell. And Satan says, do you see? I am in your cell now. You must commit a sin. And so the monk says, oh, if that's what it is, it is. And so he says, you have a choice of three sins. You have to choose one of them. You can either commit murder, commit adultery, or commit drunkenness. Go and get drunk. So the monk starts to think, and he says, if I commit murder or adultery, I have destroyed two people's lives. But if I only drink, it's only one person, it's me. And then tomorrow, I can go and repent and go back on my life, go back on the journey of my faith. So he says, I'll go drink. So he goes to the bar and he starts to drink. And he drinks until he is drunk. And while he is drinking, a loose-moral woman comes up to him and convinces him to go back to her house. And so he goes back to her house and he lies down with her. And as they are lying down, the woman's husband comes home. He walks in and he sees this, and an argument starts, and then a fight starts. And the monk, being drunk still, and in the middle of this argument and this fight, he gets a knife from the table and stabs the man and kills him. And so he thought, and he realizes, and he thought, I could do this one little sin. No one's going to have to get hurt by it, by drinking. But it has led me to commit adultery and then led me to commit murder. This is what happens with sin. We see in the story how simple and easy it is for one little sin to become a great sin and lead to another. And all of us try to do this. Again, we try to justify our actions. We say, oh, not a big deal. No one's going to know about it. No one's getting hurt. It's just me. I can change whenever I want. I don't have to let anyone tell me what to do. I can do it all on my own. But in reality, these small little sins build up and become massive sins and massive problems. Tomorrow, Lent begins. And tomorrow is a time for us to examine our lives and examine what little sins are we committing, which we don't think about maybe. What little sins are we committing that we need to change in our lives so we become more like Christ? The poem that I was supposed to learn 25 years ago, and you can clearly see I haven't, the poem ends with hope. It ends with hope. It says, not only do these sins take us away from God and lead us to destruction, but it also gives us hope by saying, little acts of kindness, little acts of love make heaven on earth. And if we can try to do little acts of kindness, little acts of love in our life, then our entire world can become heaven on earth. The whole purpose of what Lent is to bring us back to heaven, bring us back to Christ, and back to paradise. So, your homework for today is the following. You are to examine your lives and pick out one sin that you think you have control over. One sin you think is not a big deal. It could be anger. It could be jealousy. It could be revenge. It could be Deacon Betty, I didn't eat her butt egg 30 years ago, and now she's mad at me, and I haven't forgiven her for not eating, or I haven't forgiven her for something else. We need to find out what that little sin is that we haven't done, or that we continue to do, and change it. Because if we really see, and we take that sin out of our lives, we'll see how our life changes around us. And second thing, what good act of kindness and love can we do every day? Maybe it's not answering before we listen. Maybe it's not holding a grudge when somebody has done something wrong. Maybe it's not jumping to conclusions. It might be something so simple, and yet we still don't do it. But by doing that, we can create heaven on earth. Again, that is the whole point of Lent, to bring heaven to earth. So when Christ comes during Holy Week and the resurrection takes place, there is no more heaven and earth. It is just God's presence with the resurrection. Amen.